Let's go to the Word of God this morning. We're going to segue right into the Scripture. I will not be long, but I want to build on what they just sang about and what they were talking about. Romans 12 and verse 2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Perfect will of God. A renewing of your mind. I want to talk about the battlefield of the mind this morning. Lord Jesus, bless us this morning as we come to hear your word. Open our minds and our hearts to understanding. Give us a desire to live for you above all else. Make us willing servants, O God. Guide and keep each word that I speak in love and in your will. I give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. So glad to have each and every one of you. Had several more guests come in to come see Cameron, I'm sure, family. Glad you are here. So let's go right into the word. The soul or intellect. You think of these words. It's thinking, memory, reasoning, ideas, comprehending, understanding. You talk about emotions and you begin to think of words like feelings, a moving of the mind or soul, grief, joy, anger, depression, jealousy. Then you begin to talk about someone's will. What is your will? The ability to determine either to do or not to do something. The power of choice. You have the power of choice here this morning. The power of controlling or resisting. The mental realm that communicates with those around us. Another word for this is the mind or the brain. And we're talking about the battle of the mind. You could be sitting in this service this morning and be a million miles away. There are moments where I am guilty. You'll see me looking off at the woods or the trees or the heavens, and I am somewhere else. Hey, where are you at? Well, I'm here or I'm there. Maybe you're going through a situation or a trial and your mind is just tormented. The battle for the mind and of the mind. Genesis 2 and 7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Matthew 26 and 38, "Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me." And then Psalms 35 and 9, "And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation." In the intellect portion of the brain is the memory. Does anybody have a good memory? You have a good memory? Does anybody have memory at all anymore? Anybody? Just a little bit? Yeah, elephant memory or good memories. So the intellect portion of the brain, there is the memory. Your intellect is affected by your inherited temperament. Yeah. This is where you make the deductions, the judgments, and decisions. Your inherited temperament determines whether you will memorize easily, whether you will be a perfectionist, or whether you will tend to be a little bit disorganized. Anybody disorganized? No takers on that, huh? Mm-hmm. The emotional center of your mind, when the emotional center is disrupted or disturbed, you are upset all over. Many diseases and result from harmful emotions of fear or anger or bitterness or anxiety. Your inherited temperament also affects the emotional center of your brain. That is why some people are naturally calm or very easily excited. They will swing from one to the other very quickly or easily. Some of them, they'll get stuck. Maybe you're peaceful. Maybe you're always depressed. The littlest thing happens and you're just thrown into this world of cosmic chaos. The will of your mind makes mankind different from all other living creatures. The will is dependent on the intellect and emotions. Your will is influenced by your inherited temperament. Other factors that influence the will are parental training, education that you have received, experiences in life, what you read, what you take in, these all affect your will and the way you process, the way you handle situations that happen and come up in your life. The things you see, the things you hear, the way you think and feel, these are all can be channeled and molded. And I'll tell you, there's some things that I don't do because my daddy taught me not to do it. And when I did it, I got a beating. And I learned, you don't do that. And now when I work with young people and I see them do, wait a minute, you don't do that. I don't touch them. I don't beat them. I can't. But you don't do that. Why not? Because it's not right. You be a gentleman. You say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir. You open the door for a lady. You be respectful of your elders. These are just little things that parental teaching and training will impact on your life. The soul has the power to choose, the power to think, the power to feel. Yet the realm in which God intends us to live is the spirit, not by feelings or thoughts or carnal decisions, but by faith. We've got to live by faith. We've got to have faith believing. Your choices of right or wrong, both for this life and that to come, are determined by who controls your mind. Where is your mind this morning? Is it on the things of God and the Word of God and the house of God and the people of God? Or is it off somewhere else being carnal, being fleshly? The body is only your temporary house. It is vulnerable. It's vulnerable to death and disease and things happening to your body. We as a people usually associate a person with their physical body, the size, the color of their hair, their eye color, the sound of their voice. Hey, that's a big guy with the microphone up there. You just know it because I'm a big guy. You know who they're talking about. He's losing some of his hair. You know who they're talking about. It's getting thin. Some of us don't have polished marble up top yet. It's a little flaky. But some of us are blessed with marble. Praise God. Glad for you. I'm coming. Wait for me. But we describe people by their body, by their shape, their size, their weight, their distinct characteristics about them that they don't really reveal the real person. They don't really reveal what's going up in the mind. You can look at somebody on the outside and say, oh, he's tall, he's skinny, he must have it together. He's driving a nice car, and his world could be in shambles. He could be a mass murderer. You don't know because you don't know what's going through the mind. What's in your mind this morning? Talking about the battlefield of the mind. You've got to have a transformation. You've got to be transformed. You've got to have things in your life. You've got to have God come into your life and stir up the gifts of God that are in you. You've got to be able to begin to change. Satan's desire is to attack you and to destroy your body. Your body is a temple that God wants to live in. Your body is to take the gospel to all nations. God needs willing workers. He needs men and women of like faith to stand together in one mind and one accord and begin to share his gospel. Your body is God's tool. Your hands were designed to feed the hungry and to serve the sick. Your lips and your voice were designed to sing his praises and to teach others about the goodness of God and the way and the plan of salvation. There is a plan of salvation. You've got to be buried in the name of Jesus in baptism. You've got to be repentant of everything in your life. And you've got to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You've got to have a transformation of your body. God treasures your body. The treasure of eternal life is deposited within you when you begin to get the Holy Ghost and get filled. It is deposited, that treasure, in earthen vessels. God intended for us to be spirit beings. He gave us a body to get around in. It's like a car. Have you ever thought of this? It's like a car. The car is useless without us to get in it and to drive it. We could let it you know, let go of the steering wheel while you're driving. Don't try this on your way home. You're not going to like the end results. But you can let go of the steering wheel while you're driving. Yeah? And you can let the car do its own thing. But that would be pretty hazardous to everyone around you and to your own health. It's the same thing with our bodies and our lives. We can't just let ourselves go. We can't just turn loose of the wheel. We've got to make Jesus the center of our life. We've got to make Jesus the center of our mind, of our thought process. We've got to make it to heaven. Anybody here want to make it to heaven? Anybody here want to be transformed and renewed and covered by that blood of Jesus Christ? God placed a man and a woman in a garden years ago, and he just had one commandment. One, don't eat of this one tree. Don't touch it. Don't eat it. I wouldn't even go near it. Stay away from it. But when they fell, they had been separated from the perfect communion with God. So God told the devil, hey, you're the one that tricked them. Yeah. They're going to bring forth the seed that's going to defeat you, devil. Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. War was declared on that day, and for the rest of time we have been fighting that war. You've got to be transformed. You've got to be changed. You've got to get full of God. You can't live in the old man, the old way, the old nature, the old things of life. You can't hang out with the old friends. You can't do the same habits. You can't live like you lived before. If you want to be successful, you've got to change completely. There's some people that were in my life that are no longer in my life because when they were in my life, I was doing things I wasn't supposed to. Oh, well, I'm going to change them, Brother Bag. I'm just winning them to God. Nope, it doesn't work like that. They got to want to change. If they don't want to change, you can't force feed it to a mama, daddy, brother, sister. You can't force feed it to your family member. They've got to want this truth. They've got to see the revelation of who Jesus Christ is for themselves. And they've got to hide the Word of God in their heart for themselves. And they've got to love God for themselves. And they've got to read and study to show themselves approved by God for themselves. You know, I'd love to be a doctor. But I didn't go to doctor school. You wouldn't want me operating on you. Brother Brian, he can do it. But if I do it, I'm pretty good with a fillet knife, so we might be okay, but you ain't going to look pretty when we're done. You might not live, I'm just telling you. I might want it, but unless I make an effort to get there. I used to think I wanted to be a dentist, but I didn't do what it took to become a dentist. But I can probably pull your tooth. I got some channel locks in my car. We'll give it a whirl. It might hurt a little bit. You've got to make an effort for yourself. If you want to be anything in life, you've got to put forth an effort. There's years of study and practice and work. It's the same in living for God. Don't judge your neighbor. Maybe they're on a different journey than you, in a different spot. Maybe they're just crawling as a toddler. Maybe they've been in church for years and years and years. But you're in an effort for yourself. It's not the one who runs the swiftest, nor the one who shines for a day, but he that endures till the end. We've got to endure. We've got to hang on. We've got to keep believing. We've got to keep trusting. We've got to keep living this wonderful truth. The victim that the devil took down became the vehicle for the victor. When Jesus proclaimed from the cross, it is finished. It is finished. He bruised the head of Satan, and since then, born again believers bitterly despise and war against the deceiver, Satan. There are no guns, no tanks, no missiles. This is a spiritual warfare, and you've got to be covered in the whole armor of God. We talked about in our class this morning being geared up. I asked them, "What do you do? What do you like to do?" Some like to run. Some like to sleep. Some like to play games. Some like to play football. What do? To do all of that, you've got to gear up. There's a preparation. You've got to put on running shoes. You've got to put on running pants. You've got to put on a running outfit. You've got to go outside and run. If you play football, you go put on pads and you go out and you play football. You've got to gear up. You've got to transform. You've got to change. You've got to get a hold of that mind and say, hey, I'm going to get out of bed today. I'm going to shower. I'm going to run. I'm going to come back and shower again because I'm probably going to stink. I've got to get it in my mind. Where's your mind this morning? What are you battling? What are you facing? What are you thinking about right now? Is it tomorrow, the next week, or the next? The Bible says, focus on today. Focus on right now. Focus on the things of God. Focus on being the best Christian you can be and living for God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength. Man is made up of three areas, spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Where's your mind? Because where your mind is, your heart's going to follow. Where your heart is, your mind's going to follow. Where's your mind? What's going on in your world? When's the last time you just, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for health. Thank you, Lord, for touching my body. Thank you, Lord, for touching my attitude. Thank you, Lord, for that person that's just been, they've just been solid. They've prayed for me today. Lord, I want to pray for them. Where's your mind? Body is seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling. Soul is mind, intellect, emotions, will. Spirit communicates with God. Heart, the inner man, the conscience. Ecclesiastes 12:7, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. I want his spirit. I want that might. I want that comforter, the Holy Ghost. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. There is a plan of salvation. If you have not experienced the things of God and the plan of salvation, I encourage you today to repent of your sins. I encourage you today to ask him. Matthew 15, it talks about, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. Evil thoughts, evil words, evil deeds. Any one of these three, and you will not make it to heaven. If you have evil thoughts, you're going to hell. If you have done evil deeds, you're going to hell. If you've done evil things to people and said, spoken evil words, you will go to hell. It is not a gray area. It is black or white. It is or isn't. It's that simple. You've got to make it. You've got to make it. But in order to make it, you've got to have a transformation as they come this morning. You've got to have a transformation of your mind. You've got to have a renewing of your mind. Your mind has got to be transformed. Your heart has got to be transformed. I pray this morning that you will become sensitive to the things of God. And you'll get in right relationship and communication with God. Get right with God for yourself. Romans 7:6, that we should serve in newness of spirit. 1 Corinthians, I will pray with the spirit. I will sing with the spirit. Revelations, and he carried me away in the spirit. You've got to get full of the spirit. And finally, the key verse that our children have been learning, and be not conformed to this world. I've got to leave this world behind. I can't allow this world to affect me any longer. But be ye transformed. I've got to be changed for myself because I have made a conscious choice. I'm not going back. I'm not living like I used to live. I'm not going to say the things I used to say. I'm not going to do the things I used to do. I'm going to have a transformation in me. How am I going to transform? By the renewing of my mind. I pray, God, take all the bad thoughts, take all the hurt, take all the pain, take all the depression, take all the anger, take all the frustration out of my mind. because I want to make it. I want to make it. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I wonder if you'd stand to your feet all over the building. You've got to have a transformation. You've got to have a transformation. You've got to have a change. You can't be the same as you was yesterday or 5 years ago or a month ago. It's a daily renewing. It's a daily walk. It's a daily relationship with God. There are things that happen to us on a daily occurrence that can throw us into chaos and frustration and anger. Just about every day, at least once a week, I'm sure somebody in here has gotten mad at least once a week or frustrated. You've got to learn to just lay down the spirit of heaviness, lay down the weight, and pick up the garments of praise. I wonder right where you are, if you join the hand of your neighbor, don't let go. Don't let go. Step out of the pew where you're at and just come to the front as a family. We're fixing to have a baptism. We're going to want you up here anyway. You're going to want to see this. Just come to the front. Thank you, young people. Don't let them go. Don't let them go. Hold on to them. Hold on to them. Don't let them run. Come on, that's it. Come on, grab them. Come on, come on, come on. Somebody grab Teamwork. Come on. It's okay. He'll stay there. He'll start screaming if he wakes up. We'll grab him. I want us to pray together as a church family. If you're here today as a guest, welcome to the church family. You've got to have a renewing of your mind for yourself. You've got to have a transformation in your heart for yourself. So I wonder, would you just ask God right now, right where you're at, just close your eyes and say, God, transform me. God, touch me. Touch me right now. Touch my mind. Lord, it's been a battlefield. I haven't won every time. I've lost. I've done and thought things I shouldn't have said or thought or experienced. But God, I want to be renewed right now. I want a washing and a renewing of my mind. I want a transformation in my heart right now, God. Fill me with that wonderful gift, the gift of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I ask that you touch right now every person under the sound of my voice. Touch our hearts, touch our lives, touch our families right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you be the center. You be the center of our hearts. Be the center of our lives. Wash us. Wash us in your blood. Cleanse us. Forgive us of our sins. Come on, ask him, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. It's always been you, Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus at the center of
it. Come on, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Make him the center of it all right now.